But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called great. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The eighth graders aren't here, right? The seventh graders aren't here, right? So it's just us. Good. They're going to miss out on something. This is exciting. They're going to wish that they were here. Why? How many of you here? Huh? Put attention. There we go. How many of you here want to be great? You want to be great. That's right. There's a few lions who want to be great. Some who really don't. You're a little bit afraid about being great. Who doesn't want to be great? Keep those hands aloft. Who wants to be great? You know, when I was your age, I wanted to be the greatest. I wanted to be amazing. I wanted to be able to be an astronaut, to go off into space. How could you be greater than being an astronaut? Or to do something brave, like a firefighter. Or to go out and do something where everybody was going to be able to look at me and say, how amazing is he? Professional soccer player. Go out there playing on the international stage against all the best of the world. I wanted to do something amazing. I wanted other people to be able to look at me and say, he's so smart. He's such an intelligent guy. He knows all the answers, not just in class, even better than the teachers. Wanted to be great. You guys want to be great? I'm going to make it easy for you. It's super simple. Super simple to be great. It's just these things. In that last verse, verse 19, Matthew chapter 19, or 5, verse 19, tells you how to be great. This is it. It says here, whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. How do you become better than an astronaut? Well, you can go higher than an astronaut if you're great in the kingdom of heaven, because that's even above space. That's what God has called us to do. All you got to do is to obey the teachings and then to teach them. That's all that it requires. That first reading also talks about greatness. Guess what? What are the teachings of the God's commandments? What are they? Do you know? Are they something really far from you, something you never heard before? No, they're not. God talks about it right here. He says, look, observe this carefully, for this will give you evidence, your wisdom and your intelligence to the other nations. He says to here, what other nation upon earth has a God that is so close to us as our Lord is to us whenever we call upon him? What other nation has God's great statutes and his decrees that are as just as the whole law which I am setting before you today? Nobody does. We don't have to search for them. God lays them out for us. We don't have to guess. Wouldn't that be horrible if you were going into an exam like tomorrow maybe? And you had no idea what your teacher wanted to examine you on? No clue? Well, God isn't like that. He gives it all to us and lays it plainly before us. And you know, those are the 10 barricades, those 10 guards that God gave us that I talked about on Sunday. That's what God gives to us. And all you got to do is know those things. You know them, right? The first commandment, the second commandment, the third commandment. You know all those. Well, now you got to observe them. You need to live them out. And then to be able, by living them out, to be able to tell them to somebody else. That's not so hard, is it? Each of you can do that. And that's what our Lord has actually called us to be able to do. What the first reading says is that because we are so educated, we have been given all these truths by God, all the nations of the world can look to us and say, that nation, because they know between right and wrong, because they know the will of God, they're wise and intelligent people. They win the esteem and the respect of everybody else. So if you want to be great, like all of you raised your hands, I saw them, even you back there, even sheepishly, you want to be great, learn the commandments. Observe them. And then teach somebody else to be able to do so. This is the homework assignment for tonight. Find an examination of conscience. Because it's one thing to be able to memorize the act, all these commandments. It's another thing to say, What in the world do they even mean? Grab an examination of conscience. Look it up on the internet if you don't have one. And go over that tonight. Study it. Study it and examine yourself upon it. And I promise you, if every night you examine yourself on an examination of conscience, you're going to commit that law to your soul. So much so that when somebody else asks you, hey, is this the right thing to do? Is this a direction I should go? How should I go about my life? You're going to be able to say, that sounds fishy. I don't think we should do it. That doesn't seem like that's what God is leading us to. And you're going to have a wisdom that is beyond yourself because the law of God will be within your soul. And brothers and sisters, if you know the commands of God, if you are able to live them out and God will give you his grace to do so, if you make the effort to share it with somebody else and to teach them, that's what it means to be great, not just in the world's eyes, but also forever in the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.